your car because they are in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Milwaukee Irish Festival, which continues on for the next 3 days. It started on Thursday, and then they'll be taking a break until they head out west on October the 2nd. But don't despair. There are many wonderful people showing up. It is 7 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and we'll just give you a brief rundown. The Rockport Celtic Festival is next weekend from the 23rd through the 25th. The Friday evening show at 7 p.m. is sold out, but at last look, tickets were still available for everything else. And quite a fine lineup of artists: Maeve Gilchrist, Mick McCauley, Bruce Molsky, John Doyle, Oisin McCauley, The Seamus Egan Project, Allison DeGroot, Brian O'Donovan. If you can't make it to Rockport, but you manage to live around here, the Burren is having John Doyle and the McCauleys on the 21st. And then a really nice lineup. Kunla is coming back on September the 4th. Triton, a new group, will be on September the 8th. The 11th sees the Fretless. You've heard me play their latest album, Live on the Ant Farm. That's a great Canadian group. Queeg is coming on the 25th. And the Jeremiahs, who you've also heard on this show, are showing up on October the 2nd. So, great stuff. And as we mentioned, it is 7:02. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is where we segue into Between the Worlds, the best of Earth Religions Radio. So here we go with Anonymous 4.
Oh. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Thank you. blessing I have blessed you. Comforted you, yea, with my love I have loved you.
Well, folks, we have an equipment failure here, so I'm going to have to make a do with what we have. That was That last piece was Caitlin Matthews with Holy Mother's Protecting Chain. And it's a Shaker Spirit song from the Sacred Repository of 1852. And before that, and what's giving us a small problem, is an album called The Corn Mother. And we heard two pieces from that, the United Bible Studies from the Last Sheaf on the Braes, and the Heartwood Institute gave us Corn Dolly from The Corn Mother. This was put out by an English group called A Year in the Country. The album was called The Corn Mother, and it comes under the guise of Weird Lore, which is their name for newly composed songs which should be traditional but aren't. And before that, Magic Folk gave us Sea Priestess from their soul album put out in 2007 called Magic Folk. And we started off with Anonymous Four from the Gradual, the Benedicta et Venerabilis. Yes, the Blessed and Venerable or Aged from the Lammas Lady Mass, 13th and 14th century English chant and polyphony, and no one is named. And so the women who perform this are known as the Anonymous Four. And if I can just briefly speak to their introduction here. In the Middle Ages, as now, the feasts and rituals of Christianity were arranged in a cycle known as the church year, the polar events of which are the birth of Jesus near the year's darkest day and his resurrection from death at the time of spring's renewal of the earth. Dot, 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 dot. This practice continued into the Middle Ages when new and old feasts were allied with natural events or indigenous pagan deities and practices in order to ease the transition to Christianity by assimilating the old ways into the new. Thus it was perhaps that Mary's highest feast, her Assumption, or raising into heaven, originally celebrated in January, was moved shortly after the 8th century to August 15th, during the time of year called Lammas in medieval Britain. The Celtic feast of Lammas, which was called Lofmas, mistakenly translated as to half a loaf of bread, but is actually simply means loaf mass, was celebrated on August 1st. It marked the beginning of the first grain harvest, days of fullness and plenty, after the hungry month of July, when food put by for winter had run out, placing Mary's coronation as heaven's queen during harvest time helps to bring her life into harmony with the cycle of nature. And I knew of a very good friend down in Plymouth who gets the whole family out to and gather seawater as a blessing for the entire year. So what we're going to do is hear another piece by Caitlin Matthews, and then we will hope to manage to persuade CD3 to release The Corn Mother, but if not, we'll hear some more from that. Yes. It's so exciting here at WMFO.
spindle it is turning, turning between the knees of night. Her own three daughters yearning for the fate of the thread so bright. And the siren voices singing, each voice against the eight-spun whirl. Eight pure star notes they are ringing, a single harmony of pearl. Lachesis notes the passing, Clotho weaves the present web, Atropos notes the coming of the eightfold gifted thread. Turn, O turn, O whirl of singing, let us know each gifting star. Let us learn the song's beginning, we remember from afar. Selene brings us sleeping, Helios brings the gift of mirth. Aphrodite's heart is keeping, Hermes carries speech to earth. Ares' fire is the kindling, Zeus the life breath of each birth. Kronos brings the gift of grieving to keeping
Oh. shining on the mountain, far as I can see. Standing on the mountain, just as far as I can see. Dark clouds above me, clouds all around for me. Feeling low and weary, Lord, I've got trouble in mind. Feeling low and weary, Lord, I've got a trouble in mind. Everything's against me, every boy is so unkind. Harvest time's coming and will catch me unprepared. Harvest time is coming and will catch me unprepared. Haven't made a dollar bed, luck is all I've had. Lord, how can I bear it? Lord, will the harvest bring? Lord, how can I bear it, Lord? What will the harvest bring? Burn up all my money and I haven't got a doggone thing. I'm a weary traveler roaming round from place to place. I'm a weary traveler roaming round from place to place. If I don't find something, death will end me in disgrace. Ain't got no mother, father, left me long ago. Ain't got no mother, father, left me long ago. I'm just like an orphan where my folks is, I don't know. Blues around my shoulder, blues are all around my head. Blues around my shoulder, blues are all around my head. With my heavy burden, Lord, I wish I was dead.
And that was Mississippi John Hurt with the Blue Harvest of Blues. And before that, we heard the Sindali Chorus with Nkakhuri. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the last one. It's Table Songs of Georgia. Not Georgia in the U.S., but Georgia in next to the Ukraine in Russia. Usually by this time I see Edward coming in, but he's not here yet, so we'll see if he has any ideas for how to get out the corn mother. Ah, he's here. That's excellent. All right. Let me explain the small problem we're having, Mr. Butchert.
Bukert.
Bukert, the corn mother.
Oh.
Is stuck in here. You try to eject the disc. Ah, finally it did.
Woohoo.
Oh, boy. We just salvaged it. It was the magic presence of and the magic touch. I'd watch out. You just got your technical marvels there, right? You're not going to be using the CD players?
Correct.
Oh, that's very, very good. I don't know what happened to CD3. It was going just fine. And then it wasn't. So, and of course, I inadvertently hit the wrong thing in Spinatron, but we'll see if I can manage to...
Is that one of the new CD players?
These are actually the old ones. We haven't gotten a new one. The CD1 died. And, let's see. Log out. Oh, yay! It allowed me to do that. It's 7:55. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. August the 16th is St. Roch's Day. Take precautions against contagious diseases. In this case, it's not really contagious. It's transmitted by mosquito bites, but watch out if you're headed down to Plymouth or the Cape, because we've just had the second case of equine encephalitis, or triple E, confirmed in Massachusetts. August the 17th, time to gather garden seeds. Fear rain now to lay unharvested corn. August the 18th is St. Helena's Day. Employ house leek against lightning and burns. St. Helena was historically the formidable mother of the Emperor Constantine, and she's invoked against fire, tempest, and lightning. And by all accounts, was not a lady to mess with. August the 19th, way suspected witches against the Bible. Mice now breeding apace. August the 20th, revive overworked harvesters. Make shot or harvest drink. August the 21st, in hot weather, use the silverwood of harvest fields, alias wild tansy, or traveler's ease against sunburn and sweaty feet. And August 22nd is the anniversary of the Battle of Bosworth of 1485, when Richard III was defeated and killed by Henry VII. And if you're up on your current history, you'll realize that the skeleton of Richard III was found precisely where it was recorded, though, of course, the church is no longer extant, nor where he was buried, but he was indeed found under the car park and reinterred with great solemnity. In the cathedral in 2018, and August the 23rd, the sun enters the house of Virgo. On to Edward, it's 7:58. Sorry about a little dead air before he gets a chance to swing into the seat.